Hey, everybody. KMO here with a short message for you at the transition from 2017 to 2018. I hope this message finds you well. It's just that. A holiday letter. A message. Wishing you an agreeable passage from the old into the new. I don't have a new interview for you, nor do I plan to attempt any sort of comprehensive look back at the cycle, which concludes tonight at midnight, nor offer any detailed predictions about the coming 365 days. On the 365 days just passed, I'll just say that I know some of you lived in perpetual psychic irritation, and that the focus of that irritation centered on the President of the United States. Personally, I have greatly restricted my consumption of both mainstream news, which for me mostly means NPR with a dash of BBC, and the social media storm and stress. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm on Facebook every day. I have the Friends of the CROM group to attend to there, and I post stuff to my own page as well. But I have picked up a life hack of sorts that I employ in the sphere of social media, mostly these days on Facebook, to prevent it from eating up too much of my psychic energy. Try it if you think it might prove useful, or discard the notion. I read somewhere that the key to giving advice is, once given, to take no care for whether or not it is followed. I'm just saying, this is what I do. If I get into a discussion online that turns nasty, I always get in the last word. You might well think that sounds like a recipe for hurt feelings, damaged relationships, undue levels of partisanship, and driving oneself to ideological extremes. And I would agree. But I left out one crucial detail. When a discussion seems like it has entered into unproductive territory, I sum up my position as well as I can, post it, and then I ignore the inevitable notification that my partner in runaway ideological fervor has posted a rejoinder. In other words, I get the last word by not reading the other person's attempt to get the last word. This has the added advantage of giving them the experience of also having gotten in the last word. From their perspective, their final post was so devastating, so irrefutable, that I could muster nothing in response and had to slink away in silence. But wait a minute, you might say to me. If I just withdraw in silence, won't the other person think that they won the argument? Yes, they might. But if you let the back and forth continue, if you let it consume your productive waking hours and spoil the quality of your rest that night, they will probably still think that they won, and that the obvious truth of their viewpoint prevailed for anyone following the contest. If you're bound to lose, better to get it over with and move on to other business, right? Now, about Mr. Trump. His provocations have had very little impact on my psyche. I don't get upset by his antics because I don't give them the time of day. The world outside my window progresses in very much the same patterns under President Trump as it did under President Obama. The snow still falls and must be cleared away with shovels and plows. My cat still insists on being fed and upon transposing half the contents of her litter box onto the floor. And I continue to fail to act on the knowledge demonstrated to me by decades of experience that it actually takes less time and causes far less irritation to my skin to shave 3 times a week than it does to shave only once a week. I could talk about righteous indignation as a dangerous addiction and one of the most damaging forms of self-indulgence, but you've heard me say that before. And if you spend your days in a state of righteous upset, you know, at some level, that you're on a bender and that you're entraining a habitual state of mind that moves you away from the life you say you want to live. 2018 will present you with a practical infinity of opportunities to take offense and to vent your outrage. I would encourage you to indulge in them sparingly and selectively. Enough said. When it comes to making predictions about the coming year, I tend to follow in the footsteps of John Michael Greer, whose perennial prediction is that business as usual will continue, that the end of the year will look pretty much like the beginning, and that all of the processes that are driving the long decline of industrial civilization will continue, and that at year's end, things will be a little worse than they were on day one, but that no epical changes will have taken place. If there is a market crash, it will be the sort that allows for at least a partial recovery. Like 2008, it will seem like a singular event in the moment. But when viewed from a distance, it will reveal itself as fitting into a cyclical pattern that started before any of us entered the scene and which will continue after the death of everyone listening to this message. The big collapse will not occur in 2018. Nor will 2018 be the year of the singularity, the glorious revolution, or the zombie apocalypse. At least, not for everyone. I know that for some of you, some of us, the end will come in 2018. And some of us will experience loss so painful that we will long for oblivion. Words of comfort don't come easily for me. Just know that the rest of us wish you the best and hope that you feel better soon without rushing through the pain and sense of loss. Some things can't be hurried. Unlike John Michael Greer, I'm also tuned into ongoing processes which are getting better. I know a lot of you don't see any value in the ongoing development of machine learning and artificial intelligence, but I think it has a role to play in determining the shape of the deep future here on planet Earth. Also, the entertainment industry, charged with keeping us docile and distracted, has gotten very good at doing that. I look forward to some great movies and TV shows in 2018. Another prediction for the coming year? Those of us who struggled with self-discipline in 2017 will continue to struggle in 2018. I'm always looking for ways to swim more effectively against the current of my own indolence. If I find something that works for me, I'll let you know. If you find something that works for you, please let me know. You know where to reach me. I'll leave off here and just say Happy New Year. And if you would, have a look at my Patreon page. It's patreon.com/KMO. I intend to post links to a variety of creative projects there. Did you know that I played a villainous cop in a locally produced movie this year? And that I'll be taking on the writing duties for the upcoming sequel? Did you know that I'm developing a new comic strip with an author I've never met in person? Depending on the outcome of my battle against unrewarding but easy-in-the-moment habitual behaviors, there will be more or less for me to post to that page. But I invite you nonetheless to check it out and see what's there, and hopefully find something which inspires you to renewed energy in your battle with the time-wasting, life-consuming distractions that remain forever available to us, beckoning from behind the black mirrors that we carry around with us everywhere we go. Solidarity, brothers and sisters. We face a common enemy, and victory against it can never be more than temporary. I'm here for you, and I know you're there for me. Thank you for that. And again, Happy New Year.